This is Passport to Texas. Biologists survey and collect data on species and habitat, which they use to manage both. For 3 years, Parks and Wildlife Fisheries and wildlife biologists have used an unmanned aerial system, or UAS, to assist with these tasks.
This is a low-cost platform that flies a predetermined flight path and collects digital steel, red, blue, green visual imagery, and near-infrared imagery. And then we splice those images together to form these high-resolution georeference mosaics that are really valuable in habitat mapping and wildlife assessments.
Tim Birdsong is Chief of Habitat Conservation for Inland Fisheries. The agencies use this small aircraft as a science tool to inform conservation practices on WMAs and in state parks.
We've also used these platforms to map stream beds to support river restoration projects. We've attempted to use the platform to map seagrass habitats on the coast to better understand how some of our education outreach programs have worked. For in the example of prop scarring of seagrasses, how do we direct boaters away from some of those sensitive areas?
Before the UAS, Birdsong said some survey areas took extensive manpower and a month or more to complete. With the UAS, they can accomplish the same work with fewer people in a single morning.
Now we're working towards the next step of developing automated processing techniques.
More on unmanned aerial systems tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.